You're searching for something whole, 'cause what you seek's real life. You're watching this world unfold, the truth beneath the lies. Rekindling what's been stole, the need to free one's mind. Uncover the truth exposed, so people see the light. Let's chant it down so we can know. It's simple, we just break it down to little bits so we can process all. Make the switch to elevate yourself to conscious mode. And it's beneficial, we can get this concept broke and get the future generations who want to stop the whole thing. With the masses demonstrating, we can start opposing, taking in, assimilating, getting lots of knowledge, waking up the population, trying to stop hypnosis.
Chant it down, radio's coming to you live from the Hawaiian Islands, coming from the perspective of complete freedom, coming from wisdom outside the system and then some. This is the mouthpiece of the natural earth forgotten. At this point in time, humanity's been kept from the truth, so Chant it down radio offers the coordinates to a path out.
You're searching for something whole, 'cause what you seek's real life. You're watching this world unfold, the truth beneath the lies. Rekindling what's been stole, the need to free one's mind. Uncover the truth exposed, so people see the light. Let's chant it down so we can know. It's simple, we just break it down a little bit so we can process all. Make the switch and elevate yourself to conscious mode. And it's beneficial, we can get this concept rolling. Get the future generators wanna stop the whole thing. With the message demonstrated, we can start a post. Taking in, assimilating, getting lots of numbers. Waking up the population, try to stop hypnosis.
Welcome to Chant It Down Radio. I'm your host, Loomis. This is episode 122 of Chant It Down Radio. This is a quick, on-the-fly episode today talking about the Sri Lanka attacks. I thought I would go over it just very quickly, and you know how I am on this show. I want to keep my episodes timeless, so you can always go back in the archives, and then you can go and the episode that you click on is still relevant now, and that's the information that I normally give out. However, being that when big things happen, I always say I will report on the real big things, and this seems like kind of a real big thing, so I will go over it, but this episode will be obsolete in not that long of time, so it won't matter too much for you if you're listening in the future. But this would be Easter Sunday of 2019, and so here, just giving you a quick update on what's happened. I feel that I haven't touched base with you guys in a while, so just, you know, listen to a short episode. There are much more episodes on the horizon. I'll catch you on the other side of this to give you a little update on what's going on with Chant Down Radio. It's all good stuff. Thank you for supporting and chanting down the system. Continue to do so, and I'll talk to you on the other side. So these Sri Lanka attacks is concerning, and it's another one of these events that we have to look at here in the world. And first of all, I would like to say that my heart goes out to the victims and the families that are involved in this situation. It's really unfortunate, and it's another one of these things that just really is a tragedy on planet Earth, and it's too bad. But we have to look at the... We have to really look at it and try to rise above all of it and just see it for what it is. And in days to come, I'm sure there'll be a lot more reported on it. But I thought I would just touch base with you guys as listeners. And so one thing that Sri Lanka has become is the number one tourist hotspot in the world. If you look up, you know, places to travel, I was even looking at traveling there in a long time in the future, possibly, because it looks like a nice place. So, what we need to think about here as truth seekers and speakers and those that want to really look at the picture is that this, it's important to remember, if you understand how the elite work, that this is the season of sacrifice. This is the time of year between about March 20th till May 1st when big events happen in the world, planned by the global elite. And you have to understand that these dark occult beliefs and what they believe, and I recommend you listen to some of Mark Passio's work, which I've always recommended on this show. He had done a show recently into all this, and I don't want to take from his work, so I think you should listen to what he has to say about that, which is in great detail, goes over all the events that have happened pretty much around 420, 419, 421. This is a symbolic time, and of course it's Easter too. So when you understand the bigger picture involved in the world events, then you can see these patterns, and you can see that there's a lot more to this than just individuals. And in this case, it's symbolic because it's Easter. And you know, on a just a philosophical side, just kind of thinking of how this last moon was. It wasn't a normal full moon. I felt, and not just me, a lot of people felt kind of a negative full moon. A lot of people I knew didn't really want to leave the house much. And a lot of times from a full moon, I feel pretty charged and I feel pretty refreshed in a lot of ways, and it's kind of a good feeling. But this one was a dark full moon. Something was different about it. Maybe that's just people, me and people around me, but I felt it. And I do trust those things, even though there may not be any, you know, factual data on it. Every moon has a different energy, and this one wasn't so good. But so in this case here, we have, at least at this present time, 207 people that were killed in the attacks. And it's too early to tell yet if it's really a false flag attack. But you always have to ask, with any event, who benefits? Who benefits from this? You know, what does this do? Is it convenient for the global agenda? Is it convenient for it? What does it further, and what does it create? And look for the symbolism. You know, this is the season of sacrifice, so look for the symbolism involved, in this case, Easter. And you also have to ask yourself, are your emotions taking over so you don't have rational thoughts with these kind of events? Do you get sucked into the media's way of manipulating you? Or can you just rise above it and look for a second? And we have to be able to do this. And this very way of thought is under attack right now. So all this does fit into, if you are able to believe the letter that Albert Pike sent to Mazzini, which is still kind of debatable, and I'm not going to read it over this show. I think I read that one on episode 71. So if you want to go back in the archives, episode 71 was called So Much Trouble in the World. I went over that, how he outlined all three world wars, and this is in the 1800s. You know, Albert Pike being a high Freemason, and talks about the Third World War is outlined as a holy war. Well, you know, it seems that the religions are under attack, but also they're under attack by possibly, you know, not on their own. Because most religions are not radicalized. Most religions are peaceful, and they all are trying to believe in the same thing, which is some kind of heaven and being connected to the Creator. And there's really nothing wrong with that. I think that, but the problem is when people get extremists and caught up into their belief system so much that they don't have a mind of their own to think past what their churches have told them. But anyway, really, it's the global elite working through. And in some cases, probably it's not even religious extremists. It's probably military and militia, or, you know, groups that are out there working for these mercenaries, is what I'm trying to say, working for these elite factions, more likely. And it may not even be extremists of any religion. But we have to really look at all that. So this could be sparking a holy war, and all it takes is a few fake events, as in fake by, you know, maybe military people, mercenaries or whatever, you know, hired government agencies to create a holy war, to spark it. That's all it takes.
So that's a possibility, and we have to look at that. We have to look at that and put it on the side, and, you know, if we are to believe that letter sent from Mazzini to Albert Pike, but or Albert Pike to Mazzini. So, you know, but it's just something to think about. You know, we always want to keep these things on our back burner, so if something comes out, you can pull it out and go, yep, yep, I see where this is going. So when we look at this, this is one thing that really sticks out here in the event is the government, the Sri Lankan government, blocked all social media to prevent the spread of false information. Now that right there really stands out because they're trying to keep a story captured within the mainstream media. They're not trying to have anything leak out that doesn't go with the official narrative here. And if they can do that in Sri Lanka, then you know it can be done in the first world countries. And this is the new plan. And I believe that they plan to do this in the future for all these types of events is block social media. I'm not on social media, so it doesn't really matter to me. But it does matter because it matters in the way of that we can't get any alternative views any longer out there. And so that's the real thing is the attack that free speech and alternative thinking is under right now. Not saying, though, that there isn't real psychopaths and that people can't plant bombs and plot on their own or that there isn't real religious extremists and extremists of many sorts, because there is. And it's not saying that there's not, but it smells like convenience and symbology. And when you know that this is the season of sacrifice for the elite, and it happens right around this time, and you check out all the other events that have happened right around this time period right here, it's telling you something. You know, if this happened in July or another month, I might not look at it as deeply, but I'm seeing this right in that mark here. Suicide bombers have been reported, and we'll see, you know, what they say when people come out and with the official narrative, and we'll see what they're having to say, you know, and that's where you're going to be able to link this event to a global agenda, if this is a global agenda, which most likely is, that you can actually see, you know, what is convenient for propelling this further. So, I mean, be vigilant in these times. I believe that we are at the foot of changing times. 2020 is the new decade coming about, and we are at the foot of AI, 5G, and all these things are close on the horizon, and this is the changing. Also, look at civilization itself. It's crumbling. Western civilization is crumbling, and the things are on the change here, and here we are. It's a timeline, and so we have to be vigilant and take a look at all this. All of this internet censorship, all of this type of information is being squelched and being pigeonholed right now as crazy or right-wing extremists. And you know, if you listen to this show, that none of it is even close to that. And we have to really, you know, take a few steps back, turn it on its head, and chant it down. And so now people hear this information from the outside, and they think it's all about the stereotypes to do with, you know, some ridiculous things such as flat earth, or, you know, those are things that people get stuck on, and, you know, fine if you believe in flat earth, but that to a regular person, a regular systemite, is too far-fetched, that they're just gonna laugh at it, and because it's connected to all this information, it's the bad apple in the bunch. Or a lot of these people thinking everything's crisis actors, or and that everything's been manipulated so much that none of these events are real. And I've never said that, and I don't think that. I mean, there is the possibility, and I've looked into it, and hey, I don't know. It's better when you cover this information, unless you have real facts, just to say, look, I don't know. But look at the convenience of the connection of all this to a global agenda again. But here's what's going on here. And since they took down people like Alex Jones, you know, like him or hate him, I've never been a fan of Alex Jones, and I always felt like he took this information and sort of gave it a bad name. And here they've taken him down, and everyone says things like, oh, you like that information? You mean you believe that stuff that faker Alex Jones says? And there you go. And so you followed him on this train of some really good information, but then what happens? They kill him in the media, and now no one's even going to look into this information, and they're going to just dismiss it. And so there is a fake truth movement, if you will. People that are kind of mainstreamish. I mean, some of them are real, and I don't know who's a fake, or I, you know, maybe nobody's totally a fake, but they would like to have people out there and give the people the voice that are putting things out there that are more ridiculous to make this information look ridiculous. So people outside of this think that they have it all figured out, because obviously those quote-unquote conspiracy theorists were wrong, and they're not going to go bark up this tree anymore. And remember that this is the global agenda. They want you caught up in the fears. They want you to ingest the emotions that the mainstream media is putting out. They don't want you to look any further. And obviously, with banning their social media there, they don't want this story to leak out. So I think it's about something bigger. And I always say, too, they want you looking here. It's the magician. He says, you know, here's the trick. Don't look at the other hand and what he's doing. Meanwhile, check out what else is going on in the world at this very same time. Check that out and see, you know, what little articles and things are going on. I'm not a news guy. Never been a news guy. I hate the news. I don't even want to spend my time on this show talking about current events and news events. But I've always said, when big events happen, that I will put my input out. And I thought I would touch base on this, even though there's not a lot of facts yet. You know, it's fresh, because this is Easter Sunday, and it's only 9 o'clock here on April 21st, so 2019. So this is very dated, but, you know, you can go and listen to this later, and you can see that in the future that we were on the foot of something. So that's all I can say, and that this is definitely, part of this season of sacrifice. So, yeah, definitely things are ramping up as we had the attacks over in Christchurch, New Zealand, and, you know, it just, things are escalating again, and it's time that this agenda continues on, it looks like. So that's why we need to be vigilant. But anyway, enough rambling. This is a short episode. I just wanted to go over that with you guys, touch base, and there's so much more coming up. So that concludes this episode. A very short one, and like I say, I'm not a current events guy ever, hardly, but I always say when something big happens in the world that I will report on it and kind of give you a little update and what I think, and that's what it is. So, but the little pause I've been doing in Channel Down Radio is partly because my work schedule got busier, but another thing is I'm waiting on guests, because I'll be doing a revisit to last year's 5G show with Max Egan and a few others that will be coming on to talk about where the progress, if you want to call it progress, is with that, and, you know, what we're up against now, a year later. So that'll be something to look forward to on this show. That will be the next episode coming out. But this one, just touching base with you, telling you, Channel Down Radio is alive, and it's going strong and doing what I do, and hopefully soon I will get out the episode, which will have a lot more meaning than this episode in the way of, what's really going on in the world that people aren't really covering, which is this 5G takeover. But for now, enjoy a little freestyle, and I'll see you next episode. Go to the website, channeldownradio.com.
Ever had an epiphany? Yes, ever had a thought, everything drifting from things? All of a sudden you snap, everything snapped, and you got cut in half, and you couldn't do the math. You felt the wrath of the system that has put you through a bath, put you through a test. This is the test, getting out of the stress and giving you the best bath of your life. The washing of the system and the grind that has got you so consumed, and everybody's consuming and going around and not mushrooming, but they should be blowing up like mushrooming clouds, and understand that right now is now. Live your life and don't be a late owl, or do whatever you can. You can throw in the towel. It's this shit is coming out like out of your bowels. We need to get a trowel and start digging and sowing the seeds and planting a garden, and so everybody doesn't need to be so hardened by the system, and you gotta be pardoned and ask for forgiveness from all the people that are living this by the laws and the rules and regulations, and everybody's going and getting citations, and I know that we need to be breaking through. We need patience to be escaping through, taking new routes, and so we can have awakened minds to see what it is. We're in the bind. Don't you see the sign? This is the time. People don't understand. They need to unwind. They need to rewind. They need to get onto their highest mind and get out of the bind so they can actually see the sign that the system is caving in. People are behaving in ways that are immoral, and they don't understand exactly what to do, so they open the door so hopefully they can open their whole torso and let the soul come in that's from a far away place, so you can explore more so in the even in between zones, because sometimes we have to be in this zone and not in that zone. And don't be a clone, be an original. Don't fit the script of the other people that want to fit the script for you, wrote the script for you, and you have to explore new avenues and grab a new advanced way of looking, like from a bird's eye view, so you can see from up above, so you can laugh at it, chant it down, and that's what I call love.